This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you something wild. Okay, it's early spring, you're out for a walk, and you hear this sound. What is it? If you guess ducks quacking, well, you're in good company. The call of a male wood frog fools a lot of people. Invariably and accurately, the sound is described as a duck's quack. The all-male frog chorus is revving up now, and wood frog males are the first to announce their availability to females. Wood frogs spend all but a few weeks in woodland habitat, while other true frogs hang out in water. On a rainy spring night, some signal, known only to wood frogs, triggers their nearly simultaneous mass migration from woodlands to vernal pools. Hear wood frogs quacking, and you know there's a vernal pool nearby, formed by snowmelt and spring rains. The males advertise, females respond, eggs are laid and fertilized, and the adults return to the safety of the woods. Their camouflage coloring blends well with leaf litter on the forest floor, so a quick return to the safe habitat favors their survival. As for why they're the first voice in spring's frog chorus, wood frogs tolerate extreme cold. They're the only North American amphibian found north of the Arctic Circle. They also breed in vernal pools that usually dry up in summer, so an early start favors tadpole survival. When winter comes, bullfrogs and other pond frogs submerge to spend the winter in the murk and mud well below the ice. Not so wood frogs. Able to tolerate a deep freeze, they winter among the leaves and debris of the woodland floor, frozen quite solid. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.